I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A man tried to hide in a hotel bathroom ceiling after he fled a traffic stop. This happened in Florida. The police tried to pull the man over for driving without his headlights on. I hate when people do that. I flash them like, come on, how do you not know your lights are not on?
It drives me nuts, too.
It's so dangerous. Well, they tried to pull him over, and the guy ended up pulling into the hotel parking lot. He realized he had nowhere to go, so he ran as fast as he could inside. He went to the bathroom of the lobby, climbed into the ceiling. So I guess he got on the toilet. And somehow, kind of like how we have ceilings in here, he tried to climb and hide, like as if they wouldn't notice that he just magically disappeared.
Very creative.
Yeah, good try, though. Here's the thing, though. He got stuck. He was arrested a short time later and faces several charges, including criminal mischief, fleeing, and resisting an officer. Okay, you ever play bingo? Fun game with the family.
Usually baby showers or something.
Yes, baby showers, and we used to play in school all the time. I loved it.
We do it every year with my wife's family at Christmas. There's cool prizes you get. Like, there's just a bunch of stuff, but everybody gets a prize. The first ones there get to pick, and whoever's left gets whatever's left over. I don't mind the game, but apparently some people take it pretty serious when money's on the line. A bingo caller, the person that says, like, B2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they were arrested on charges and that they changed the outcome of multiple bingo games. This happened at a synagogue in Westchester County, New York. 71-year-old Neil Simon Gross is accused of manipulating the results of the weekly contest held at the Yorktown Jewish Center. After investigation by police and the State Gaming Commission, he was charged with gaming fraud.
Lock him up.
For bingo? You're getting gaming fraud charges for bingo, but I mean, have you ever actually played at a place for money?
No, I haven't, but that actually does sound fun.
Is there anywhere locally around here? Tweet us, Joe and
Alex.
Oh,
I'm sure.
I guarantee there has to be, but I feel like a crime against bingo, that shouldn't be considered a real crime. It's bingo.
But it's money, though. There's real money involved.
Lock him up.
Like Monopoly jail or something.
Okay.
Not real jail.
Would the get out of jail? Would the get out of the jail card work there or not? I would hope so. And our final dummy of the day story today, pretty serious. After getting pulled over early Saturday for drunk driving, speeding, and pot possession, a woman named Lauren Cutshaw gave South Carolina cops a list of reasons why she should not face charges. Tell me if any of these would let you two go if you were the officers of the law. She told them, listen, I had perfect grades my whole life. I graduated with a highly accredited university. Are you letting her go yet?
No.
No, actually, okay. This would make me want to arrest her more.
Yeah.
I'm a sorority girl. That's Liv. She was a National Honor Society member. She also said, look, I was on the honor roll. Then she said, I was a dancer. I don't think she meant like a stripper, but an actual dancer.
She probably means like a stomp team or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Shout it out, girls. Her business partner is a cop. I was once a cheerleader.
She just keeps going.
I literally hate this chick, and I don't even know her, and I think that I hate this woman more than I hate anyone on the planet right now.
None of those actually convinced the officers to let her walk on those charges. She closed, though, with some classic lines. She said, listen, officer, I'm a very clean, thoroughbred white girl.
I literally want to punch this girl in the face.
Oh, you're a thoroughbred, clean, white girl? Then go on. Do your
thing. What does that even mean?
I literally want to punch this woman in the face.
Well, when cops asked, well, what does it have to do with anything? She reportedly replied, you're a cop. You should know what it means.
What?
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know what it means, so.
She's like, you're a cop. You know, based on the people that come through here, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. This girl is the freaking worst. Like, oh, you're freaking... high school grades have anything to do with you drinking and driving?
To be fair, I would tell the officer the same thing. I'm like, look, I had a 1.8 GPA when I graduated high school.
Cut him some
Give
slack.
Give me a break, damn
yeah,
it.
I'd probably be like, 1 year, I had a 3.7.
I don't think I ever did. Maybe in second grade. Those right there are your dummies of the day.